What was your diagnosis story?
So my experience was, first I was told I had pre-diabetes, and I'm like, well, what is that? What is a pre? So after some time, my doctor told me that, just stay on a good diet and watch what you eat. This time I was like 110 pounds, and I'm like, watch what I eat, stay on a diet. Like,
Oh, that's
I'm gonna
weird.
disappear. So after a while, a little while longer, after I started having children, my second daughter, during pregnancy, I had gestational diabetes. And after that, my numbers went down, and I really didn't have to worry about taking medication or anything. Third baby, that was a different story. I was diabetic by this time, and the pregnancy was rough. And then once I had her, I had to stay on a regimen. So it was tough. During my pregnancy, it was not that bad because I was monitored very closely by a lot of doctors and nutritionists. After the pregnancy, it got really bad because no more pregnancy doctors all over me, and I didn't have to worry about, my diabetes affecting my baby anymore because she's outside of me. So I just ate what I wanted. And by this time, I was about 100 and maybe 80 pounds. So each pregnancy, I gained about 40 or 50 pounds. So I think that's where it got really bad. And I still didn't know how to manage it because things that I thought were healthy for me really wasn't. So it took some time, but I'm getting there now. So, Catherine, what was your experiences with being diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, I was diagnosed when I was about 22 years old, and I was a senior
Wow.
in college, and I had all these weird symptoms. So I was thirsty all the time, and to the point that I was getting up in the middle of the night and drinking out of the faucet in the dorm's bathroom. And I was actually
Wow.
dreaming about soda, and I don't normally drink soda, but I was having these like weird fantasies of like sparkling things with ice cubes, and I was hungry all the time, and I was exhausted, and I kept forgetting things. Like I remember finding tickets in my pocket for a concert that I'd forgotten that I had attended, and then once I found them, I was like, oh yeah, I went with my friend, and I had to leave during the intermission because I was so tired. And eventually I started throwing up, and I thought I had food poisoning, and like 3 days later, still in bed, and my roommate was like, you need to go to the health center, because I couldn't even walk in a straight line. Like I have this vague memory of being at a party and sitting underneath a table eating a loaf of bread, which is not my normal MO in any circumstance, and I hadn't been drinking. It was just very weird. So I went to the health center and I wrote down all these symptoms, and I now know, like, if someone writes down all those symptoms, they're basically presenting the most classic case of type 1 diabetes ever. But I had no idea. So that was a big transition moment.